your host Ken Brew on News Radio 700 WLW.
And for Scott Sloan, he's back on Wednesday. The American Dream. It's what our fathers, our grandfathers, and their fathers before them, it's what they had, particularly after World War II. A home, a vacation, a nice car, kids with good clothes, food on the table, no real economic nightmares. It's what they worked for. Some of us got the American Dream. For others, the American Dream never found us. And now one is wondering, is the American Dream dead? We look at the COVID pandemic that we live in the middle of. We look at just how short dollars go. We talked in the 10 o'clock hour about all the debt Americans are running up for health care alone. We look at Wall Street and how it seems so disaffected by what goes on Main Street. Stocks go up, but how does that affect you and me and everybody else that's scrimping to try and make a living, or worse, have lost our job because of the COVID pandemic? What is the American Dream? What's happened to it? Where is it going? And is it still an attainable thing, or is it just something that was a quaint thing that is gone now with the wind? Kevin Hauer has authored a book, Onward at Last. It's a look on behalf of, well, let me just let him explain it to it, because he's someone that's wondering if the American Dream is still alive. And Kevin, welcome to 700 WLW. How are you on this glorious Monday?
Ken, I am doing great. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here talking to you and your listeners.
Well, I want to first point out that you enlisted in the Army, so you served our country in uniform. For that, every American should be indebted to you forever. But it's where a lot of what happened to you, both medically and financially, began to unravel a little bit. Can you fill in the blanks there for us?
Absolutely. The thing about actually what happened to me, and it all happened right around when I was 40. I'm 54 right now. I thought I achieved the American Dream. I, you know, served my country, you know, in the military, served with Colin Powell when he served in Europe as the Fifth Corps commander, came back, served in FEMA for a year, and then built a successful banking career. And then here I was approaching 40, and this is like 2005, and I had all the trappings of the American Dream. You know, the beautiful house, the beautiful family, the kids, money in the bank, all that. And yet, I was on the path to a stroke. I felt empty. I felt hollow, right? And I didn't understand how is it possible when I've lived a life, you know, by every measure, the success, and yet, this is where I am. And so it set me on a journey to figure out, why is it that I'm unfulfilled? And what I learned, and why I wrote Onward at Last, right, was because the society around us is becoming toxic because the core American virtues of independence, freedom, self-interest, and competition have been pushed to such extremes that it's creating a society where we don't trust our government, we don't trust our media, we don't trust scholarship or experts or scientists, we don't trust each other. And in that process...
Kevin, how did we get there? I'll let you. I'm just wondering, because I hear this a lot from a lot of people about trust in politicians and media in each other. There has to be at some point where this thing started to go off the rails. Any idea when that might have been?
Sure. It started in the 70s. For the first 30 years, and you introduced it earlier in the program, you know, for the first 30 years after World War II, it was the Pax Americana. We produced the greatest middle class in recorded history. We put our Congress and our Supreme Court had landmark legislation and cases that extended equality in our society like never before. And then things start changing in the 70s. And progressively, we started, in my view, the holders of capital. Started down this path of advancing their own self-interest to the extreme. And so you may recall the famous Wall Street movie back in 1987, Greed is Good.
Yeah.
This was the start of us moving towards a society where the independence at any means necessary we responded to COVID, right? So COVID-19 hit the United States after it hit Asia, after it hit Europe. We are the wealthiest country in the world. We have the best medical facilities. It hit us third. And yet, because we couldn't simply take care of the least fortunate, the most vulnerable amongst us, right, we have 25% of the globe's deaths and 4% of the globe's population. And this is because our core virtues that we define, that define our lives, have been pushed to the extreme, and now they no longer serve us.
So, in fact, okay, so again, the American dream, as I alluded to, as I said in the lead-in, it's a car, it's a house, it's kids that go to the schools they want to go to, well-clothed, well-fed, plenty of pharmaceuticals, nobody has a health care worry in the world. And there was a time in this country when there was that for a good majority of Americans. Not everybody, certainly. Certainly not. But for a good majority of them. So Kevin, if that's where it went off the rails, then are you saying then that we that had that back in the 70s and 80s forgot about what it took to get that and then just assumed it was going to be there forevermore? Is that what you're saying here?
Well, yeah, I'm saying that we are all responding to, you know, leadership matters. And I think the ball started rolling in the wrong direction because the power brokers of our society who had served the society during that great Pax Americana, right, made a different decision. They made a different decision that they're going to advance their self-interest, you know, to the detriment of everyone else. So therefore, the ratio between how CEOs get paid to their average employee, right, during the 60s and 70s and 50s, that was like 30 to 1. Now, it's 400 to 1, 500 to 1. And so the wealthy are only advancing their interests in the same way each of us do. But the problem is, by them pushing to the extreme, that leaves us having to struggle much more severely just to stay in place. And so this is what's making us angrier, more distrustful, outright contemptuous of each other, because we're just trying to survive.
Right.
And so Onward at Last is a clarion call to each of us to step back for a second and go through the process of examining how do you exist each day.
Well, I was going to say, if we realize where it went off the rails, it can certainly get back on the rails. It may not be as easy to do that as it is to get off them, but so what happens? Where is the American dream? And people that are living paycheck to paycheck, if they're lucky enough to draw a paycheck in this day and age, they're wondering, does that ever exist anymore? So is the American dream still attainable, in your opinion, if we do certain things differently? And what would those things be to do differently?
The American dream is attainable. Unfortunately, today, the American dream feels like the American nightmare because of the toxic level of competition, because of the toxic level of independence. So what can we do? First and foremost, it starts by looking in the mirror. It starts by how we each contribute to the toxic society that is smothering our everyday lives. And what I discovered is if you can remember how you exist each day, and let's go down that path for a second, Ken, okay? So who's going to produce the food that we're going to eat today? Who's going to produce the clothes that we wear today? Who produced the shelter that shelters us from the cold, right? Okay, could we survive? And how long could we survive if we just had to rely on what was produced by our friends and family? Going through that process, you start to learn that we are not independent. We're not designed to be independent. We're actually interdependent. You know, the way our bodies work, the way we function in society, the way we function in our ecology, right? And so if you recognize that you thrive every day because of the actions of thousands of people you'll never know, then all of a sudden, the stranger is not a threat. The stranger is the person who fixed your brakes. The stranger is the person who picked up your garbage, right? You know, but right now, the stranger is the enemy. The stranger is them. And as a result, we hate, fear, harm the hands that feed us every day.
Well, another thing, Kevin, get out of your, you know, I think the lesson is get out of your damn house and start meeting people that you live around and people that you are dependent on. And it's okay to figure out what their lives are all about and what their, you know, what their fears are and what their dreams are. And I, what you're talking about is this is a shared experience for all of us. It's not just you and me out there freelancing. I think
hey, everyone, maybe you're considering a new car. Let me tell you about an easier way to buy your next car over here at Dick Hanna Kia. We've all been there, looking for the best possible price online. We're here to help with our best deal guarantee. We do the shopping for you. Every day, we compare prices from all the local dealerships to make sure we have the best deal. It's easy. Just go to DickHannaKia.com, find your next car, then head on down to test drive it. And it's yours. Dick Hanna Kia. Believe in nice.
Long way, communication, don't you?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying, but see, it needs to come from a place of authenticity. No one has time. We're not talking about, you know, highfalutin theory here. You know, yeah. If you understand that the way you eat every day is because someone else doing what they do made sure the food was available for you to eat every day, then all of a sudden you would naturally be grateful for the fact that all those people do what they do for you to live the way you live. Right? We have forgotten that. And so the first thing we must do is get back in touch with how we exist each day. And the good news about that analysis, every capable adult it has the ability, without any education, to figure out how they're going to exist today. And once you remember that, it will transform the values that drive your choices. And from that, we can rebuild the society that serves all of us. And this is not serving hardly any of us right now.
No, you're dead on. And I think that's probably what's been lost in not just now. It's probably highlighted by COVID-19 now to an extreme, but it's been what's been missing here for a long, long time. It has to be authentic, but you have to understand that if it were not for others doing what they do, chances are you wouldn't be around very long. The name of the book is Onward at Last, and I'm guessing you can get that at the normal places, Amazon, places like that, Kevin.
Absolutely. It's available on Amazon. Search Onward at Last 2017 to 2020. It's available in paperback, Kindle, and in audiobook on audible.com or on iTunes.
Beautiful. Kevin, thanks for your time. Good luck. Again, thanks for the service to our country in uniform, and stay well. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it.
Coming up on 11:21, again, Onward at Last. The author is Kevin Howard. Is the American dream dead? Well, for a lot of us, it probably is. I'd like to think that if it was just interdependency on each other, that it would all be fixed. But a lot of us, you know what the story is. Hooray for me and to hell with you. It's 11:21. Kent Roof for Scott Sloan, News Radio 700 WLW.